proclamation number 8430 dated the March 5th, 1963. New banishment inevitable for the adversary's followers. My eyes rest full of pity on the degenerated human race which is controlled by my adversary and unwilling to pull itself away from him. It is willingly surrendered to him and thereby denies me the right to intervene effectively, for I will not proceed against my adversary's will, since you want to belong to him yourselves. Yet he keeps drawing you ever further down, he is preparing your downfall, for you will fall back to the depths from which you started your process of development across Earth and had to pass through all creations in order to one day finally exist as a human being. And now the same fate will be granted to you, since this is what you want and you are doing nothing to escape from his power. And even though this information is presented to you, you don't want to believe it. And there is almost no other way left to change your thinking unless the tremendous affliction, which will befall the entire Earth before the end, can still achieve it. As long as you are able to think, there is still the possibility that you will spend some thought on yourselves, that you will consider the death of your body and wonder what will happen afterwards. Yet by and large you will dismiss such thoughts. You don't believe in anything at all and assume that you will cease to exist when your body dies. But you are hugely mistaken and will have to pay heavily for this mistake. However, you refuse to accept a truthful explanation and cannot be forcibly influenced either. And faced by a serious crisis, you just revolt against the power which inflicts this on you. For as soon as you are in serious trouble, you gladly blame someone else for it, even if you yourselves deny God and Creator. Yet you cannot stop misfortunes and have no option but to acknowledge a power which is stronger than you are. Consequently, such strokes of fate and extraordinarily severe adversity are the only means left which could still change your way of thinking. And I have to use them in view of the end and considering the fate, which I would like to avert from you. Don't feel sorry for people who suddenly have to depart from this life, for they will still be able to find some light in the beyond, if they are not already completely enslaved by my adversary and then also sink into the abyss in order to be banished into matter yet again. But woe to those who will experience the end without having changed their conduct of life, their thinking and their unbelief. They cannot be saved anymore, and even the greatest mercy on my part, my infinite love for all my living creations, will be unable to avert the fate of a new banishment for them, because it is the only option for the soul to attain perfection one day when, after an infinitely long time, it lifts on Earth as a human being again and consciously travels the path to me in order to become liberated from every form. And this new banishment amounts to a deed of love on my part, because I will seize this soul from my adversary's power and subordinate it to my will again. And as a human being it will only be able to release itself from him if it consciously calls upon Jesus Christ to be redeemed. And since people on Earth no longer believe in him and appeal to him for help, they cannot be released from the adversary's control either, and he invariably will pull them down into his domain. Yet you humans have free will and thus are just as able to direct it towards the divine Redeemer as to him, and you would be saved for eternity. Since you don't do so, you will consequently also have to accept the results of your opposing will towards me. But time and again I will impart the relevant information to you, I will speak to every one of you through the voice of conscience, and I will make him realize the fleeting nature of all worldly pleasures and commodities, I will let him personally experience suffering and adversity. And finally I will speak to him through the elements of nature. Yet I will not force his will, and therefore he only has to blame himself for the fate he is approaching. I would like to bestow him with unlimited happiness. He himself, however, chooses the state of wretchedness, the state of utter torment and of being constrained. And thus he will receive what he desires, for his inclination toward earthly matter will result in his own banishment into hardest matter again. For although I have every power at my disposal, I will not forcibly influence the will of a self-aware being or owed being breach of my law of order, which will never be possible. Yet I will speak to people until the end, and anyone who pays attention to my words will be saved from the fate of a new banishment, and he will thank me eternally that my love pursued him until he changed himself. Amen.